Welcome to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Aloha, welcome back to YFC for Parents. Today my guest is someone whom I really admire. As Patty and I have been getting to know her, we have been impressed with her contributions as a professional to the working world here in Hawaii. We've been impressed by her contributions as a philanthropist and someone who cares about people and helping them to become their best. But more than that, she's managed to put together a lot of things, personally and professionally, and it's not always that easy. We're committed here at YFC for Parents to talking with models and others who can help give us some insight into how to balance all of life. So today's session we'll call Living and Leading a Full Life. My guest is somebody who has and is living and leading a full life, Signe Godfrey. She is the owner and the person who runs Alston Staffing Services here in Hawaii, that not only services those who need jobs at the front end of a career and midway through career, but at an executive level as well. In addition, she sits on numerous community boards. Please welcome to the program with me, Signe Godfrey. Signe, welcome. We're glad to have you on YFC for Parents.
Thank you so much, Kali'i. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I am. I mean, yeah. It's always delightful to talk to you, whether it be at dinner with Patty or whether just here on the radio. I think sometimes we just need to stop in the pace of all that we do and reflect and talk about it. You and I both try to live full lives.
Yes.
And I just thought it'd be kind of fun to get some of your perspectives. Tell me a little bit first. Let's bring our listeners in on the excitement of the growth of your company. Not so much as an infomercial, but just an opportunity for people to see that you can build a company here in Hawaii, despite what everybody says, in a very competitive market, Alston Staffing.
Yes. Well, I recently had the opportunity to purchase customers from a company that was closing.
Uh-huh.
And so
And by the way, that probably wasn't fun for everybody involved if their company was closing.
Right. So what happened was, in order to maintain those customers that I purchased, I hired three of their top producers.
Okay.
So that we could maintain that level of services to those customers. So so I increased my staff size by almost 50%, and we're now a full service company, employment company.
Now, the time frame for all of this, are we talking for the deal, was it about over the last year?
In November of last year, yes.
And so this is not the easiest time for people to go out and make new deals, is it?
No, it isn't.
With everything going on in the economy,
right?
What were some of the feelings about this? Was there any anxiety about a forward movement such as this?
Well, you know, unfortunately, for some, during times in recession, people will, you know, sell even homes at a lower price. Or
so the opportunity, you know,
opportunities
was there.
Were there for people who could afford to do that. And so I had the opportunity, and I thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, that opportunity was just the latest move in this multi-decade period of building your company. Any thoughts there you could share with us on how you managed to go from the beginning steps to building quite a profitable firm today?
Okay. Well, I've been in business for 23 years. I'm on my 23rd year, and I started out with myself and one other person, and so I've been in the same location all these years, and so I went from pretty much two rooms to three rooms to then I took over half of it, the floor, you know, not the whole floor, but the area that I'm in. And then now I'm on that almost a whole area that had two offices located in it. But it was fun. That was fun to do. So we grew, we grew into a multi-million dollar services company, and I think I've been listed on the PBN Top 25 as having made $7 million in sales. And so it's been pretty exciting for us to grow from zero to that.
Well, that is, and I congratulate you. I know in the recent edition of PBN Blacklist, Patty and I looked for your name. We go, Signe, yay! Now, you've done this, again, I commend you because I love to hear stories of where people are making things happen in Hawaii.
Yes.
But why do you think there has been so much of a no-can-do mentality, I mean, as of late?
For me?
Not for you personally, but why do you think in our business world in Hawaii there has been a lot of negativity in terms of the idea of whether we can make it, whether we have the right kind of employee base, whether we can compete with the mainland and international?
Gosh, I don't know where to start on that. You know, I think it's attitude has a lot to do with it. For me, I have to maintain a positive attitude all the time. Let me just say that whenever anything negative happens, my process is basically I accept it, and then I look at how I can fix it. Was there a lesson learned here? And then I move forward, and I just leave it back there where it happened, and then just take the next step forward. And if I lost money, I've lost money, and then I just move ahead. So, you know, I think it's the attitude of people and how they approach things in their lives that helps them to, you know, build.
So what things about your attitude do you think have contributed to becoming successful?
Well, I've learned.
So you're a learner.
Many mistakes. Uh-huh. Yes, I've had many mistakes. I've learned from them. You know, and actually, it took me a long time. I had to make many mistakes to learn one thing. But I think it's understanding that's what it was, and then moving forward. And as I grew and became successful, it of course helps to build confidence and understanding. And I think that the most important thing about life is understanding what it is about how other people perceive things, or how they run things, or how they work, or how they do things. I think understanding is the key to everything. And I think Stephen Covey does that with his Seven Habits of Successful People. He says, seek to understand and then be understood. And that, to me, is a key.
It sounds to me as though you've had a very strong ethic in terms of the way you treat people, which also, when we come back after this break, I want to ask you about, has something to do with the way you've structured your business in terms of the way people are treated. But we're going to be right back with Signe Godfrey, the owner and the president of Olsten Staffing Services, just picking her brain on really leading and living a full life. We're going to talk a little bit more about business, then we're going to talk about its relationship to life. Be right back. Right after of this message.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. We're here with Signe Godfrey, the owner and president of Olsten Staffing Services, and talking about leading and living a full life. You know, Signe, one of the things that I really admire about your business, beyond the fact that it's been built and on strong foundations and is growing well as we enter the 21st century, but there has been a strong ethic in terms of the way you treat people. I mean, you mentioned at the end of the last segment the importance of Covey's maxim, seek first to understand rather than just want to be understood by people. How has that affected the way you have given to people in your business, particularly in starting the Business Skills Academy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started the Business Skills Academy because I noticed during our workforce shortage about 2 years ago that I couldn't find enough skilled workers who had the basic skills to work in office environment. Uh-huh. So it wasn't very much that they needed to know. It was, and I felt that I could teach people. So I started the school with the goal to teach high school graduates and college graduates some basic skills: how to answer phones, how to meet and greet people, you know, just how to handle customers, irate customers, etc.
And in so doing, you actually have enhanced the lives of people, really.
Yes.
I know that you and I have discussed right. seven principles for putting your best foot forward, but what it really is, it's learning how to relate to people in a positive way that gives of oneself.
Right.
And since you've done this, about how many people have gone through the Business Skills Academy?
Well, at the time, I think I started it just at the time when workforce shortages uh-huh. were ending, and so we were starting the recession. So I put about six people through the school, basically. And one of the reasons why it was hard to get students were because of the cost of the school. Mm-hmm. So then I started to give scholarships, and that way at least I could get some of them started, because there were quite a few people who wanted to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot or embarrass you by getting too personal, but you received a couple of years ago YWCA's award at a leader luncheon,
right.
and one of the things cited was a story, and it touched me very deeply, about a foster child
yes.
who simply could not read.
Right.
And you know, I just love the way you went about saying that you changed that. I wonder if you'd just mm-hmm. share a little bit about that.
I got involved with the foster children through Rotary, and I became a member of this group called Friends of Foster Kids that
right.
were started by Rotary. And what happened was, as I came on, it seemed everybody was leaving, and so all there was left was myself and another person. And so I became the president by default, really. And so, but we maintained what we were doing for the foster children, which was helping fund their school books or their sports fees, like baseball uniforms, soccer uniforms, things that the kids did that were not being paid by the stipend that the state gave to the foster parents. So we funded those things. And then one day I got a call from a foster mother who said, you know, I have this foster child and he doesn't know how to read. And do you think you could help me by getting a tutor for a whole year? And I said, wow. You know, we usually don't give amounts of that nature. But let me see what I can do about getting a grant written for specifically for your situation. And she went on to explain that she had a foster child who had been raised until he was about 7 or 8 in Ala Park by a mother who was a drug addict and never been noticed before. And finally CPS came in and took the child away. And he had gone from home to home because he didn't know how to use a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Nobody had taken the time to show him, because he had been living in the park, and, you know, they just pretty much were like animals.
Right.
And so that's the reason why he went from home to home. The parents of the first few parents couldn't handle that situation. This woman, this foster mother, understood and taught him, and everything was fine. But now he had never gone to school, and so she wanted to teach him how to read. So we got the grant, and we tutored him for a whole year. And then she called again and said she needed another year. So after, you know, we got some more money for her and then got a tutor. Then one day I got a call and she said, "Signe, I just want to tell you, Robert, the foster child, the school just called and said he just made the honor roll."
Oh, that's tremendous.
And it just, I thought, you know, if I could help one person in the world, at least I know this person can read and make a life for himself, you know?
Absolutely.
It was just so... Anyway.
Well, you know, that's remarkable. And you know,
it still touches me.
obviously it does. And one of the things that I think we need to say to young people who have the ability to go out and build businesses and to grow wealth is that there's a reason for this.
Yes.
And obviously, I think you're in touch with that reason. Do you see what for you is the relationship between having been able to build business to give yourself resources and now be able to give back to society?
Well, you know, I think, as I kind of mentioned, if I could have taught, I'd be willing to teach the whole population how to have some basic skills, because if you have that, you have a future. And so isn't that what this is all about, is to be able to build yourself a future? And that's really where I am going with you know, what I've learned over the years to help others. Yes.
Obviously, there's so much that we can do as individuals, as you are doing as one woman who's using her base of resources. Mm-hmm. What do you think we need to do together as a society, as government, as a group of people here on the islands?
Well, you know, I have thought about this over the years. And when you look back at, and I'll just use the Chinese people, they look at their elders as people who have wisdom. And I think somewhere along the line, we may have kind of lost that respect to our elders, you know, and talking to them about what they've gone through in their lives and taking their wisdom and using that for ourselves so that we understand and we can, you know, share with others.
Well, that sounds like a very rich resource that we need to continue to draw upon. I want to talk to you about that just a little bit more right after this quick break. Again, just wonderful talking heart to heart with Signe Godfrey, president and owner of Olston Staffing Services. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
We're back here at YFC for Parents. This is Kaylee Akina. Today we've been talking about leading and living a full life. And if you've been listening, I think, and I hope your heart has been touched as mine has been, listening to Signe Godfrey, owner and president of Olston Staffing. You know, there's so many reasons to do business and so many various rewards that come from the challenge of business. But Signe has opened her heart with us today to help us to see how much those in business can do to touch individual lives. And if you'd like a copy of this broadcast or any other broadcast that we have with remarkable guests on YFC for Parents, please visit our website. They're all free of charge at yfcforparents.org. That's yfcforparents.org. And you can have it podcast regularly to your own iPod. And if you don't know what that is, ask your child. We're back here with Signe. Signe, a lot of what it takes to care for people is really bound up in our concept of leadership. And you were talking a little bit at the end of the last segment about the importance of taking the wisdom of those who are older, particularly in your own Chinese tradition, the elders, or amongst the Hawaiians, the kupuna, and being able to pass that on as part of leadership. How does that factor into your idea of what it is to provide leadership?
Well, you know, as I have grown in my business, because I really have grown as a person, I see how I can help others by what I know now. But it isn't as if I'm saying new things or doing new things. It's just I realize I could help others by giving them a better perspective of issues and things or situations so that they then don't have to take as long as I did, say, for example, to become wise.
And it doesn't cost much, really, just to pass that on.
Right.
It costs nothing to give somebody the blessing of the experience and the wisdom that's there.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons I like the initiatives you've taken, such as the Business Skills Academy, because this is about imparting skills and values and knowledge.
Right. Because that's all we need to. Because over the years, I've heard other businesses say the same thing. Oh, you know, kids coming out, they don't have the skills or this and that. And I know that we can help them by teaching them just that.
Now how do we translate this, Signe, into a scale that can make a difference? I don't need to inform you of the difficulties that our own Department of Education faces, the problems we have in terms of young people today. But how do we take the willingness to do good amongst a few at least and begin to change the society, change, for example, the outcome in terms of the skills and abilities and values of young people?
Well, maybe this will help a little bit, because this is what I realized. I used to be one of those people who used to say, well, it's a Department of Education. They're not doing their job right. They're not doing this or that. And so I became I became a member of the School Advisory Council. I went on the PTA. I said, okay, as a parent, I can do as much as I can to make change. But I always looked at the Department of Education as the problem. I blamed them for not giving the children as much as they needed to become educated. But then I realized that they had so much on their plate that they could not actually do what everybody expected them to do. So as a society, a member of society or the community, I said, you know what, it is actually up to us, me, to make the difference, to help the what's not been done. And so as a parent, I said, okay, we have to now take responsibility. I can't blame someone else. They can only do so much. And so that's what I decided, that I was responsible.
I take it then that any change is going to require individuals to take responsibility and to say, I've got to do something.
Right.
And in particular, those individuals who have been blessed and who have the means are going to have to take a leadership role in that, just as you yourself have modeled. And hopefully we can inspire that on a social level to take place.
Right.
Hawaii is such a diverse place.
Yes.
I know you're sensitive to the pluralism here, and some of your own advice you've given about not feeling that one has all the answers or is always right is important and helpful in coming into the workplace and so forth. What do you think, and I want to ask you as a business person in this community who has political background as well, what do you think the faith communities, you know that Youth for Christ is part of a Christian faith community, how best can the faith communities show their commitment to helping to bring about good in society, to helping to change the levels of education or ability and job preparedness and tackle the big problems? How best can we contribute to solving society's problems from your point of view, from a business person's point of view?
I think, I know the work that you all do right now with the teens, and I think you need to continue that, because the more we get teenagers involved in something, whether it's sports or a Christian faith or whatever it is, the more involved they become, the less absorbed about themselves they are.
Okay.
Right? So they then have become more other-centered, which is what I talked about, right, in my interview process. But still, when they see that the world is not just about them and it is about other people, I think you start the first step towards wisdom.
Well, you know, that is terrific advice, because I think, as you pointed out to me once before, those who think that we're right in something sometimes close ourselves off to the broadness that there is out there and to growth and to reaching the rest of the world. Well, Signe, this has been a delightful conversation.
Thank you. I
feel that we could just start right now to talk for another hour.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Any last word you'd say to parents who are trying to get their children ready for the world that faces us?
Well, you know, I think I want to say, get your children to read the newspaper, because
great, yes.
One of the things that I see is that then they get to understand what's going on in their of the world around them. And I'm sorry, but you know, maybe internet paper or
that's right.
You know, at least understanding what's going on around them, because then they can participate in things that might attract them.
Well, that's a great practical step, and you're always giving us practical steps. My guest today, Signe Godfrey, owner and president of Olsten Staffing Services. We've been talking about leading and living a full life, and this lady certainly does. Thank you for all you do in the community. Thanks for being with us today, Signe.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay.
You've been listening to Kele'i Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens, by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org. Or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.